Good afternoon and welcome to the first edition of the Midday Special. I'm your host, Stacey Kirimu. Join us every Thursday to hear news about our campus, community, and the world. Today we'll be talking about COVID-19, TikTok, weather, and sports. But first, the news. Canada's vaccine deliveries will be cut in half with up to 400,000 doses delayed, according to Major General Danny Fortin, who is leading the vaccine rollout. Justin Trudeau has said he is frustrated with the pace of the vaccine rollout. The doses coming the first week of February will only be one-fifth of what was once expected. Fortin is unsure as to what the week after will look like, but overall, Canada's doses over 3 weeks are going to be just one-third of what has been planned. The Ontario government has been incorrectly reporting the number of people fully vaccinated for weeks, with the actual number closer to half of what's been previously announced. When the error was discovered and the data was updated on Thursday, the current number of people fully vaccinated in Ontario is now 55,286. And here's Mitchell with the latest on Ontario's school resumption.
Some Ontario regions are resuming in-person learning, but Durham region is not among them. Ottawa, London, and two other regions will be returning to school on February 1st. As schools reopen, Ontario is adding more safety restrictions to limit COVID risks. Masks will have to be worn both inside and outside when social distancing is impossible. Toronto, York, and Peel aren't scheduled to return until at least February 10th. Due to the high number of COVID cases, Durham Region still has no set date for when it will be safe for students to see their friends again.
Today is Bell Let's Talk Day. Bell will donate towards mental health initiatives in Canada. For every text, call, tweet, or TikTok using the hashtag BellLet'sTalk, 5 cents will be donated. Harjeet Sajjan, Minister of National Defense, says to reach out, especially during COVID-19.
The COVID-19 pandemic has affected all of us. Many are struggling with feelings of isolation, financial stress, or worrying about their health and the well-being of their loved ones. We're all facing different challenges as we navigate these difficult times. But to manage our mental health when times get tough, we can all take the same first step to reach out for help.
Now more than ever, we must stand together and support each other. Nearly 60% of Canadians think that racism is a serious problem in Canada. This, however, isn't reflected in the way systems like policing are run. One activist in particular works to shine a light on why the system should be reevaluated. Nishaya Cavallo reports.
His book is called The Skin We're In, A Year of Black Resistance and Power. Released in January 2020, it became a national bestseller. Desmond Cole is an activist in Toronto who strongly believes in defunding the police. Last week, he spoke to students and faculty at Durham College about this topic.
And billions of dollars spent in this country on policing should be spent instead on the communities that they are policing. So you say that you're policing because there's too much poverty? Give the money to poor people so that there's not that level of poverty. You say that you're policing because people are out on the street because there's homelessness? Build people homes. You say that you're policing because there are people who are stealing to support their addiction? Give people addiction and treatment supports.
Instead of policing communities, Desmond suggests distributing money to those communities to uplift them. But first, he says there must be accountability taken.
I think we need to have these conversations, and these conversations need not be about intention, but outcome and accountability. Because our country produces every racist outcome that you can imagine for Black and Indigenous and other racialized people, whether it is trying to do so or not.
Cole says Canadians must admit that there is a problem in order to help racialized communities. He says that can start by having conversations and taking a second look at the situation surrounding us. Reporting for Riot Radio, I am Nishai Carvalho.
GameStop shares have skyrocketed as of recent due to a Reddit group artificially raising the price. Two investment firms have already given up and returned their bets on the share. On Wall Street, it's become a massive free-for-all of small investors trying to stand up against the 1%. One of the investment firm's owners, Andrew left of Citron, is certain that GameStop stocks will go down slowly over time. A goal that many other companies have tried achieving, Apple has hit a new milestone on becoming the first U.S. company to hit $2 trillion at market value. In July of 2020, Apple gained $59.7 billion in revenue and double-digit growth in product and services. Apple stock is at an all-time high with approximately $470 per share and surpassing other market giants such as Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook. The iPhone shares have increased 50% in 2020 despite the COVID-19 crisis, which led to closures of retail stores. At $2 trillion, Apple's market value towers numerous developed countries' GDP, including Brazil, Canada, and South Korea. Apple shares are set to become more affordable for investors. The company is yet to finalize its stock split at the end of August 2021. Professional hockey is taking COVID seriously. The Washington Capitals have been fined $100,000 for not following COVID-19 protocols. Michael Mintonikis takes a look at what Durham hockey community thinks.
Ontario Tech Ridgebacks coach Curtis Hodgins agrees with the fine. He thinks it will scare the rest of the league into complying with the rules set in place.
Will a $100,000 fine, probably wake everybody up a little bit? I think so. I think it sends a strong message to the rest of the league and the players itself that, hey, we got to treat this differently and we got to do everything we can to safely navigate these times.
Curtis says it's generally the players' fault for not complying with protocols. The NHL really sent a big message with their fine against the Capitals and that they aren't fooling around.
So, the school has the protocols in place. It's the athletes that don't follow them. And unfortunately, the organization is the one that always gets the fine and has to pay the ultimate price, even though it's not their doing. But that's just the way it works. It's just the way sports works in itself. And, I think the National Hockey League in this case is sending a giant message that they're not fooling around here and that every little step you can take and any extra socialization puts anybody at risk. And, they want to, put everything they can in place to try to get through this season.
Curtis thinks that the fines are something that should be in place everywhere because of how important it is for sports. It generally comes down to the athletes, although the players he coaches are very compliant with the protocols. I am Michael Mincinikis reporting for Riot Radio.
With the ongoing pandemic affecting in-person learning for all education levels, both colleges and universities have had a smaller percentage of students living on campus this year. Along with that, the restaurants and food places surrounding Durham College have seen less student customers coming in than usual. Shiloh Griffith-Ross reports.
It's a story that isn't only national, but local. As the pandemic continues on after a year since the first COVID case was discovered in Canada, restaurants, small businesses, and more have been hit hard. Johnson Wu, a part-time employee at Domino's Pizza, says that business has been steady.
Well, business is steady, but it's not as busy when students are not around, but they place orders more on the DoorDash and Uber Eats app. But there are some students that come in to order their pizzas, but it's not a lot.
But Wu has also stated that the store has still been attracting customers due to the fact that it isn't only exclusive to students on campus. It is just like any other restaurant on or off campus. It's available to the community.
Even after COVID is over, there's a lot of orders coming in, not just from students, but from other communities around the city. So yeah, we'll be around for a bit.
Hopefully, there will be a day when this pizza place and many other restaurants like it will be able to see their shops packed and busy again.
I'm Cheyenne Jarrett with an update on the Governor General story. Last week, Julie Payette, Canada's Governor General, resigned after reports of a toxic work environment. In July 2020, it was alleged that Payette reduced many staff members at Rudall Hall to tears with her behavior. A report released last night by Quinton Consulting Corp. revealed that 43 staff members at Rudall Hall called the workplace hostile and toxic. Staff members described that the work environment also involved yelling, screaming, aggressive conduct, demeaning comments, and public humiliations. At least 16 members left their job and another 13 reported taking sick leave. Although Payette had a private conversation with Justin Trudeau last week and resigned right after, she admits to no specific wrongdoing. She says she is resigning for the good of the institution.
The COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we teach and learn at Durham College, but not everyone has access to everything they need in order to have school run smoothly for them. Kayla Jackson reports.
With college and university classes being online this winter semester, Durham College is doing its best to help students who may have little to no internet access and cannot get online to complete their schoolwork. Brett Clayton is the Learning Technology Specialist at the Center for Academic and Faculty Enrichment. He says faculty are changing the way they teach to make it easier for students.
They're pre-recording a lot of their materials and then uploading them when they have those opportunities. They're making smaller elements of media, so instead of a 1 hour or 2 hour recording of the presentation, they're making smaller chunks, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, and uploading those. And that makes it a lot easier on both the instructor and the student because the size of the files are smaller. There's less of a burden on their connection.
Clayton says that he is unaware of any school-wide programs that are in place to help students, but he goes on to say that he personally knows the struggle.
I would hope that the college would take the initiative to provide or try and find some type of solution to support students. I'm not sure that the college would be able to absorb the costs of, say, like providing the USB sticks. A lot of the, like Rogers or Bell, they have these mobile internet devices, but I know that they're very costly.
Durham College has not spoken out about any aids or programs in place at this moment, but CAF is aware of the ongoing struggle. You are not alone. I am Kayla Jackson reporting for Riot Radio.
This is Shalil Griffith-Ross, and I've got an update on the upcoming Super Bowl. The teams competing will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Three-time Grammy Award winner The Weeknd is set to perform for this year's halftime show. Amanda Gorman, the inspiring young black woman who read her poem at Joe Biden's inauguration, will recite it at the upcoming Super Bowl on Sunday, February 7th.
Now over to Sharon Jarrett, where she'll give us our weather report for the rest of the week.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'll be bringing you this week's forecast for the Oshawa area. The temperature today is -8, feeling like -15. We'll be seeing mainly sunny skies throughout the day and clear skies into the overnight. The temperature will be dropping to -10 on Friday, feeling like -17 with clear skies. This will continue into Saturday, where the temperature will be -8, feeling like -13, and -1 on Sunday. Last weekend, the Wasaga Beach area saw more than 50 centimeters of snow accumulated, with about 5 to 10 centimeters of that accumulate here in Oshawa on Tuesday. We will be seeing a little bit more snow this weekend on Sunday going into Monday. Luckily, it's only expected to be 1 to 3 centimeters. We're also a little bit below the average temperature for this time of year in Oshawa, which is usually around -4 to -6 degrees. So if anything, the weather is giving us another good reason to stay inside and avoid leaving our houses this week. That wraps up the weather report for the rest of the week. I hope everyone stays warm for the next couple days. It will definitely be a chilly one. I'm Cheyenne Jarrett, reporting for Riot Radio.
That is all our content for today. Thank you for listening to our show. This broadcast was brought to you by the first-year students of Durham College's Journalism Program. Join us every Thursday for more informative broadcasts. Thank you and have a wonderful day.